came home. I'm not an Ed tier CD buyer, but I bought a lot.
I'm not a CD buyer either. It's, but no, I just have everything digital. I'll buy records though. I like records.
Yeah, I too love records and made them for a living for a while.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was my previous job. I used to work at Sony, and I helped manufacture records there. Do you?
Sounds like a lot.
Oh, sorry.
It's a lot of fun.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, it just sounds like a more entertaining job than me.
It was good, but it also paid like shit. I guarantee you make a lot more money than what I was making. That's the trade-off.
Yeah.
I made piss money. But it was fun. I enjoyed what I did. I don't regret any of it. This is a very side note, but do you have poison ivy in Australia?
We've got lots of things that are similar to poison ivy. We have your regular old stinging nettles, but we also have this plant that grows up in northern Queensland. It's called, I think, the Bintu Bintu plant or the Ginky, something like that. One guy, like, used it to wipe his ass, and it hurt so much that he just shot himself.
Oh, I heard about that. That plant with, like, little spindles or whatever. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you never get them out, yeah.
Yep. Once they're in you, you're dead. What? Well, stinging nettles, that's it. Yep.
We have nettles, and they're not nice to have on you, but I don't think they're as bad as poison. That's the only thing we have down south that's particular. Oh,
I don't know if Gukas are interested in, like, horribly fucked up stuff, but last summer I had an extremely bad case of poison ivy, and I took a picture of what my arm looked like. I don't know if any Gukas want to see, but I could post it in the thread.
I got a huge thread during the breed when I get home, so I'll see you.
Okay. I will spoiler it. Let me post it. It's in my hard drives. Let me spool them up. Yeah, you know, I don't know too many people in Australia. Are you anywhere near Sydney at all?
No, it's like a 7-hour drive, 8-hour drive.
Okay, because actually, Australia is home to the origins of a lot of more advanced modern day coffee culture. A lot of the third wave sort of big stuff comes from there.
That's like every bit of coffee. Like, we're like the biggest coffee hipsters in Melbourne. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
One of the guys I work with, he's a Korean stonemason, and he recently just quit to start a coffee shop. So.
Oh, hey, that sounds familiar. Yeah. You know, and my take on coffee has always been like, yeah, I like my fancy ass coffee too, but like the right way to drink coffee is just the way you enjoy it. You know, I try not to be pretentious about coffee. I just don't think anyone gains anything from that. It's not enjoyable. Yeah. It's annoying. Like, okay, if you want to have milk in your coffee, enjoy it. Like, fuck it. Who cares?
The coffee
you enjoy is the best coffee.
One of my workmates is like ridiculous with his coffee. Like, I was watching him one day, and the barista lady who was making the coffee, she paused in the middle of it to